Are you a lawyer who desires more freedom and flexibility in your work life? To be more available for your family, stop deferring those bucket list travel destinations until retirement, take care of yourself physically and mentally, or even just have more time for your other passions and priorities. What would it mean for your life if you could continue to practice law without sacrificing in any of these areas or sacrificing your income? I'm Kaylee Jacquemet, host of the Lawyer on Your Terms podcast. I run a six-figure virtual law practice working less than 25 hours a week. I'm a mom of two little ones and started my practice so I wouldn't have to choose between my vision of motherhood and my legal career. Your dreams and priorities may be different, but if you're curious about how to create a practice that is designed around your most important priorities in life, rather than always having to fit your life around your career, then you're in the right place. You, my friend, are more than just a lawyer, and you can lawyer on your own terms. Welcome to the Lawyer on Your Terms podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode. Today, I am going to do something a bit different. I am going to walk you through the week in my life as an owner of a virtual flexible law firm. So you will hear a mix of our kind of cozy, chaotic days at home with my kids and full-on work days. And the reason I want to share this is because I think it can be super interesting and helpful to see how others manage their work and personal life, especially when your setup is not the typical 9-to-5. So I'm going to show you hopefully what's possible, and you may see some of your own aspirations or dilemmas in my week, and maybe the strategies and mishaps will give you some ideas or just make you feel like you are not alone in the struggle of balancing lawyering and the rest of your life. So throughout my week, I try to stick to themes or block out specific times for different tasks. And that has been really my secret sauce for staying on track and making everything work. So whether you are curious about the nitty-gritty of running a flexible virtual business, or you're playing with the idea of mixing up your own work-life balance, or you just want to, you know, be nosy and see the behind the scenes of someone else's life, then this episode is for you. So let's dive in, and we are going to start with Monday. So my week starts in a very anticlimactic way with a slow Monday morning. And when I say slow, I mean we have no plans for the day until 3 p.m. And that's even just every other Monday. Now, when I say plans, I mean we have nowhere that we need to be. We do have plans, but our first plan is to sleep in. Now, sleeping in with a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old is really like an 8 a.m. wake up, but I'm happy for that. So we'll wake up kind of slowly whenever they wake up. Really, I don't set an alarm on Mondays. So I will hear them stirring, and usually that's around 8 or 8:15. And then obviously they invariably want to be fed, but we just have a pretty lazy Monday morning. Breakfast is just hard-boiled eggs, cheese, yogurt, bananas, just like quick, easy breakfast. Even though we have no other plans, I am not the mom that is making like an omelet and bacon and, you know, fresh sourdough bread. That's not happening, but we have 14 chickens, so we have a lot of eggs to use, and we have a lot of hard-boiled eggs in our house. So we slowly wake up before starting our homeschool day. I have mentioned in the past that we hybrid homeschool. So basically, they go to school part-time, and then part-time, they are at home doing assignments. The assignments are from, and it's really my daughter who's in first grade who I'm talking about. The 3-year-old is just along for the ride, but she has assignments that she needs to do on her school days. It's not like virtual school or anything on those days. They actually, at this point, aren't using any computers really for anything, which I'm happy about. And it's just paper and books. And so that's what we do her assignments on Monday mornings. And I used to break up our homeschool activities and assignments quite a bit throughout the day. But now that she's getting older, we can get more done in just a larger chunk of time. We have more stamina now. So we'll get into that. And then we will take a break to go feed the animals mid-morning. So we have a dog, two cats, and 14 chickens and one duck. So we feed all the animals and then the kids will play and then we'll finish up schoolwork by about 1 or 2 p.m. Then in the afternoon, we go horseback riding. Well, my daughter goes horseback riding and my son plays around at the horse farm while we wait for her. And we come home around 4:30. Then the evening routine begins, which I'm sure probably looks very similar to most families out there with little kids. For me, 4:30 to 8 p.m. is just a blur. I'll often grab a coffee on the way home from horseback riding with this idea that this coffee is going to get me through this, like, what feels like a marathon and a moment. Do you remember? Of course you remember. Taking an exam in law school and going into it, you're like a 3-hour exam. And then you get in there and it feels like 15 minutes maybe have passed before their calling time. And you're like, what just happened? Well, that's what 4:30 to 8 p.m. feels like for me. So I'll get a coffee, but then I find that I barely pick it up because I'm just moving nonstop. I don't even know why. So when we get home, I will start dinner. And since we're getting nitty gritty here, on Mondays and Thursdays, that is when I'll make a meal that's a little bit more involved, or I'll do like food batch cooking or something like that, because Mondays and Thursdays are the days that I'm home with the kids. So, and I'm not really working those days that much at all. So there's more flexibility there. The other days are just busier or I'm getting home later. So I'll start dinner, and for you ladies out there that are looking for meal ideas, something that is like quick and easy but nutritious, my very easy go-to is chili over rice. So I will ground beef, add chili seasoning, and then pour in just 2 cans of organic salsa right into the pot, add the ground beef with the chili seasoning, and let that simmer. And then I call that chili and I call that a culinary success. So just to impress you a little bit more, I then microwave those bags of rice and I get the family size organic, pop that in the microwave, pour the chili on top with some shredded cheese, and dinner is done. Something else I'll do on Mondays is cook some chicken breast in the Instant Pot and then shred it up with a fork and then put it in the fridge. So we can use that later on in the week, like to pull it for salads or quesadillas or something like that. And then I usually make a lot of hard-boiled eggs to keep in the fridge because that's just really easy, you know, to grab some protein when we're on our way to school or whatnot. So then after the people are fed, I'll usually let them play. And then the bedtime routine starts, you know, depending on how tired we are that day. Probably one of the most frequent phrases in our house is, it's going to be an early bedtime tonight. And we don't always have success at that, but usually around like 7:30, we begin the bedtime routine. And now that, you know, my youngest is 3, they're both kind of, they're getting to be more autonomous in this way. But yeah, we'll tell them, you know, put on your pajamas, brush your teeth, get a glass of water, take your vitamin, say your prayers. And then we sing. We sing every night. I sing Edelweiss, same song to them every single night. And I think, you know, by the time they go to college, if I may be listed in the Guinness Book of World Records for the person who has sang Edelweiss more in their life, I bet I've sang it more than the person who even wrote that. But anyway, so that is our bedtime routine. And usually they are in bed and that is all done by 8 p.m. And then even though this was a quote-unquote slow Monday, and yes, I wasn't necessarily all that productive outside of, you know, caring for children and doing our school assignments and all of that, I am exhausted by 8. So usually I will just start the dishwasher, maybe fold laundry while watching something. I used to use this time to get work done, but now I'll only do that if I have a really pressing deadline or just something else that's really important. I might respond to client emails if I feel like it, or I will save that for the next day, Tuesday, which is going to be my first work day of the week. So that leads us to Tuesday. On Tuesday, My husband is home. He works four 10-hour days, so he's off on Tuesdays. So he has the kids that day. And that is my first workday of the week. Now, the theme of this workday is client work. I will do nothing other than client work and consultations if I have any. Now, usually I don't wake up all that early on Tuesdays either. I will sometimes work in our home office, but usually I prefer to go to a co-working space or a coffee shop because we have fine internet, but it's satellite internet and it's not excellent for video or streaming and things like that. So if I need to be on video or if I want to record something and I have, you know, video meetings, then usually I'll go to a co-working space or a coffee shop. And the other huge reason being that the kids are around, and as many of you probably have experienced, create a million interruptions. So I will get a lot more done if I leave the house. So usually I will get to wherever I'm going around 9 a.m. or so. And work is always different on Tuesdays, but it always centers around client work. So that's what I have blocked time for on Tuesdays. Now, so I'm just going to go through the things that I did last Tuesday. And again, every week is different. But here are the things that I worked on last Tuesday. So I drafted a trademark assignment agreement, answered client emails, filed an extension request with the USPTO. I worked on a copyright registration application for a client's online course, and that had a lot of uploads, which can be the most time consuming part of a copyright registration application for an online course, is uploading all of those modules. So that part is time consuming, but it's also kind of mindless. So I was listening to a business podcast while I was uploading all these files.
If you're ready to build and grow a flexible virtual law practice, whether you're going solo for the first time or you have an existing practice, but would like to be able to work less without sacrificing your income, our signature program, The Accelerator, is for you. The Accelerator is a 6-month private, done with you mentorship program to provide you with the exact steps, strategies, and support that you need to build, launch, and grow a flexible virtual law practice. There's honestly nothing else in the marketplace like the Accelerator, and we take a holistic approach to building a flexible law firm around the most important priorities in your life. Our unique combination of training materials, templates, and private mentoring will fast track your transformation from burnout and missing out to a lawyer who looks forward to Monday mornings. By the end of the program, you will not only have all the information and tools you need to launch your flexible virtual firm, but we will have built out many of the back-end components of your firm together. You'll have a clear, personalized, and actionable business plan to operate and grow your practice with the confidence and support to do it. And last, but certainly not least, you'll join a network of like-minded attorneys to grow with. Enrollment for the Accelerator is open now at lawyeronyourterms.com/accelerator.
And then lastly, I did a trademark search and drafted a legal opinion letter and sent that over to my client. So that was a packed workday, but it ended up being about a 6-hour, usually on Tuesdays, it's a 6-hour or 7-hour workday, unless something is going on, which, to be honest, things often are. Something will delay me relating to children again, getting out of the house at the time I want to on Tuesdays, or something is going on that I need to cut it a little bit short and come home. So I would say on average, it ends up being about a 6-hour workday for me. And then come home and just repeat that evening routine from the day before. So the reason that I am very strict about Tuesdays being about client work is because I want to protect the theme of the day on Wednesday, which I'll get into more, which is marketing. Wednesdays look very different from the other 2 days that I described in many ways. So I've painted myself as this individual who is just like sleeping the day away, not getting up, but that is not the case on Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, I get up sometimes I get up at 4:45, which sounds insane, and it is. That's when my husband is leaving for work, and I need to be up by about 5:15 anyway.
So sometimes, you know, because I know that I need to get up soon, sometimes I will just wake up with him. And so I'm up very early, and therefore the immediate need at that time is coffee. So I will get coffee. And then, you know, you hear people with their structured morning routines. And paradoxically, the only time that I have a very structured morning routine are the days that I'm getting up super early. And I think part of it is those are the days that I'm bringing the kids to school. And because their school starts early and is further away, we wake up very early. And I don't want to wake up right immediately before we have to start rushing and everybody is cranky and no one wants to get ready. So I really like to have some time before I have to wake the kids up to myself. So I'll grab the coffee and then I will read something, like read a few pages from a book or this daily devotional book that I have. And then I will fill out, I do this probably every Wednesday and Friday. I fill out this 5-minute journal. So the 5-minute journal, if you haven't heard of it, is from a company called Intelligent Change. And you write down 3 things that you're grateful for, and then 3 things that are within your control that would make today a great day, like your 3 main goals that you can control. They also have a nighttime section where you reflect on what went well that day and things like that, but I never complete the nighttime section. I only do the morning section. So then I will usually check my email and I'll star things that I need to come back to. But if it's something that can be answered really quickly, then I will reply then. Then about 6 a.m., I'm waking up my daughter, and that's like a 15-minute minimum snooze experience and repeated, you know, get up. But finally, we will get up, we'll get our uniforms on and whatnot. I'll get dressed. Most days, I do not wear makeup unless I know that I'm going to be on video. And if that's the case, I will just bring my makeup bag with me and do it later after I've dropped the kids off. So then I wake up my non-morning child, my son, who is always pretty grumpy. And so we get out of bed, and it is very early for him to get up, but it is just twice a week. So once everyone is ready, we go out and we have to feed the animals really quick, get in the car, and head to school. So once I drop everyone off, then I will go to a co-working space or a coffee shop to work. And often it depends. But I think lately I prefer the co-working space because I found a really great one that has private offices that you can reserve for the day, or there's, you know, more communal area, and they have podcast equipment. Now, I usually don't always use that. I even use my computer and the regular audio there, but they have that as an option. So that's a really nice place to work. And again, because I do not have great internet for video at my house, that's an opportunity to, you know, film things for my business, to do video calls with other people, and I don't need to worry about the connection. Now, I mentioned that the theme of the day on Wednesdays is marketing. Wednesday is a marketing day for me. I usually have several calls, like at minimum 2 or 3 calls, and they might be prospective client consultations or networking connection calls. Now, getting to a place where I could have a marketing Wednesday was a long journey. You know, when you start your practice, you have time to market it. But as your caseload increases, you usually often become the bottleneck in your business because your time is limited. And when you're devoting all of it to client work, then you have less time or even no time to market. And if you're busy enough that you don't have time to market, you probably have a referral engine, some type of referral engine in the background running. So by that, I mean like you are bringing in new clients through word of mouth or whatever you're doing in your marketing. You know, you've set it up that it's somewhat passive. But the thing about that is there's usually a ceiling to what is your income going to be with that model? Because again, you're limited to your time, especially if you're wanting to be flexible. And when you get to a point where
you want to increase your revenue. Let's say you're stuck at some kind of revenue level, and that's a whole other topic, but this is when it's time to outsource and or raise your rates, usually both. And so I did both, but because I only work 3 days a week, which, you know, between holidays and illness and all the other things that eat into work days when you have kids or just in general, I often have 2 weeks out of a month that I don't even have a full three-day work week. So my journey to a place where I can make Wednesdays a marketing day came from a combination of really protecting Tuesdays as client work that I pack in, and then any task that's not client work. So I'm trying to protect my time on Tuesdays from any task that's not client work. That's part of it. Then outsourcing quite a lot of tasks in my business, and then also raising my rates. All three of those things have enabled me to be at a place where I can earmark Wednesdays for marketing activities. All right. So what do Wednesday marketing activities look like for me? So again, this is just a list of things that I wrote down that I did last Wednesday that I'm going to walk you through. So first, I logged on to LinkedIn and responded to a bunch of messages and sent out some new connection requests. Now, LinkedIn is not a platform that I've really used much at all during the span of my business. This is something that I've been leaning into as of January. So it's still, I would say, in the experimental stage for me. But just lately, in the last month, month and a half, I've really seen a lot of traction here. So I want to keep, you know, evolving my approach and strategy with LinkedIn marketing and networking. And sometime in the future, when I've really, you know, dialed down a system that I'm happy with, I will share that then. But so that's what I'll do at first. I have a superstar VA that keeps track of networking activities, as well as the people who I want to make a connection with. And she also is on LinkedIn helping me with this as well. Then I had a connection call, so a networking call with someone who I met on LinkedIn. And when I'm networking on LinkedIn, who I'm looking to connect with is not prospective clients, though, of course, if someone becomes a client, that's great. That would be a solicitation. Who I'm looking to connect with on LinkedIn are other business owners who are in complementary fields. So they're not a competitor, but they offer, you know, a service to individuals who might also need my services. So I'm looking for opportunities for synergy there. Who is someone who has a client base where maybe they could benefit from a legal training, or they're a business coach and their clients could benefit from a legal training that they can put into their online course, or they have a podcast that I can come speak on, or they would be a good affiliate for my contract template shop. So I'm looking to network with people who are business owners in complementary fields so I can build those strategic relationships. So after that connection call, I created and posted a reel on Instagram. Then I responded to some Facebook messages. Then I had a second connection call with another person, actually, that I connected with on LinkedIn. And then I brought myself out for Indian food and regretted eating way too much. After that, I responded to some client emails. And then I reviewed and approved content for Instagram that was prepared by my social media manager. So she will prepare the content, the posts, and the stories that I haven't created myself that she's helped me create based on our content strategy for the month. I'll go through that and then approve it. And then when I was done with that, I went to pick my daughter up from school. Then we came home, and as you can guess, we repeated the evening routine. Now, Wednesdays, we get home much later, so then I'll do something even quicker. Or if I have meal batch, we'll eat leftovers. Just something that is really easy to make. And then the rest of the evening routine is the same as usual. So those 3 days that I walked you through, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, are the ones that have the greatest range between them, or variety between them. Thursday and Friday are a little bit repetitive of those schedules. So I'll just go over that more briefly. On Thursdays, that's a home day.
So the kids have school at home. So the morning looks the same as I described as Mondays. But in the afternoon, instead of horseback riding or running errands, they have a babysitter who comes over. And usually I will outsource at least some of my daughter's assignments to the babysitter to do with her, like if she has a math worksheet or something like that, or ask her to read with her. So they'll do a little bit of schoolwork as well, but she'll often come for like 3 or 4 hours, not every Thursday, but most Thursdays. And that is when I will usually record this podcast or work on something related to this side business. So lawyer on your terms, any work that I need to do for this business outside of my client calls, I'll do on Thursday afternoons. So emails or different social media posts, reels, new content for the course, the podcast, as I mentioned, those things I'm working on Thursdays. My client calls may be on Tuesdays or Fridays, but this is kind of like the behind the scenes time that I've earmarked for this. I also didn't always have the time to do that. Again, back to outsourcing a lot in my business. Now I have the time to really reserve Wednesdays for marketing and then these Thursday afternoons for this business. But I also didn't always have a babysitter on Thursday afternoon. So it's a combination of many things, but it's been, I have mentioned before that I've been wanting to start this podcast for a very long time and just didn't have the time to do it until I got my other businesses very established and, you know, just very streamlined with a lot of processes running and working without me needing to be constantly involved in them. So again, Thursdays, Thursday evening, same routine. And then we come to Friday. So that's another early morning, like a 5 a.m.-ish wake up, and we go to school. And then Fridays are a combination of things. It's kind of my catch all day. So on Friday mornings, I will aim to catch up on any client work that I didn't get done already. And then in the afternoon, it will be a total combination of admin tasks that I need to do, or if I have time, more marketing activities. And then I also usually have several calls on Friday, but Friday is kind of a catch-all day. But I always, almost always need that Friday morning to do more client work. Then as for the weekend, Saturday, we have a pretty strict rule of no screens and no tech in our family on Saturdays, which has been hard for me to stick to myself, but overall is very beneficial for our family. So we will just have a family day on Saturdays. And then by the Saturday evening, then screens are okay again. Just during the day on Saturday, we don't do any screens. So sometimes I will get some work done on Saturdays if I need to, but it's always kind of the fun, like passion project work. So something that I'm excited about that may, you know, fall in the hobby category if it weren't for the fact that it's actually part of my business, things that I'm excited to do, like outlining a new module for the course or, you know, some kind of like new marketing campaign, something that I'm like nerding out on and I'm enjoying. I might work on something like that on Saturdays, but only if I want to. And otherwise, I'm, you know, just hanging out with my husband and not doing any work on Saturday nights. Then Sunday, you know, slower morning, we always, well, usually we go to church and then we eat out after church. And then a lot of the time we'll take separate cars so my husband and my kids can go back home and then I can go get some more work done. That didn't happen today. It doesn't happen every Sunday, but usually I do. So this Sunday, instead, I went grocery shopping, came home. We just had a slow day and I'm recording this podcast on Sunday instead of my normal Thursday because Thursday was my daughter's birthday. So we just had fun and gallivanted all day. And so now I'm recording this the night before it will air. And that is my week. Now, something that I want to clarify, I am able to devote a whole day to marketing and also devote time to this side business in large part because, as I've mentioned before, my mom, who's also a lawyer,
She joined my business about a year and a half ago. Has it been a year and a half? Yeah, about that. And that obviously made a tremendous difference because a lot of the client work that was always only on me, she can help me with now. So before I had her helping me, then I was still able to have this 3-day work week. I've talked about this many times. I've always only worked, 25 hours or less per week. And oftentimes in that work, I've had a baby with me, like physically with me. So I've always been very flexible, very part-time, but I didn't always have the time to do this. I didn't always have the time to market my business. And the reason that I was able to sustain a good income and have business coming in for really several years there without spending any time on marketing was because when I first established my business, I really devoted all of my time to establishing strategic relationships with referral partners. And I've talked about this as well. But because of that time that I invested heavily in the beginning of my business, that became a referral engine that was working in the background. So while I was, busy doing only client work, that's really all I had time for in my limited work time, it was all filled with client work. The client work kept coming in because I had that powerful referral engine behind me from that work that I did in the beginning. So that is key. However, at that time, and as any of you, who have been through this process have gone through probably or will go through, you become the bottleneck in your business. So how do you make more time for marketing when you are busy doing all of this client work? And again, that really comes back to outsourcing automations and raising your rates. However, as I've talked about many times as well, really the automations are key to having a flexible practice no matter what. Even at the bottleneck phase, those automations are still key. So I would really say that the shift comes from outsourcing the things that cannot be automated and raising your rates, a combination of those two. So that is all for this episode, but I hope this was helpful to you in some way, or at least interesting. We know what the 9-to-5 grind looks like for most people and what the expectations are. But when you are your own boss, it can be difficult to navigate. How do I get it all done? Certainly, when you have a busy work life and a busy personal life. And I find that it's very helpful to get some insight into how someone else does it. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you will join me next week for another episode of Lawyer on Your Terms. That's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me and really help us grow if you would take a moment to go to your podcast app where you listen and leave us a review. If you know a lawyer who you think would enjoy this podcast, please take a screenshot of your favorite episode and send it to them or tag them in a post. And before we leave, I just want to remind you that you are more than just a lawyer, and you can lawyer on your own terms. I'll see you next week.